Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Next up, a call from Nebraska where Phil has a paint question. Phil, what's going on?
Oh, I'm painting my 1910 house. I was wondering what the proper way to dispose of the paint is that's got lead in it.
Wow, that's a great question. Well, you're smart to collect it because if you let that paint flake and get into the soil...
Can it get into the groundwater?
Well, it can't get in the groundwater, but if you have kids and they're playing in the dirt, you know, it's possible they could get exposed to it that way. So once you collect...
We're catching it on the tarp.
So. Yeah, well, that's smart. I think as long as you dispose of it in your trash, you should be fine. We just don't want to see it let it get into the ground.
You should check with your local sanitation department because I know in our town we have a special number to call whenever to find out about a specific disposal issue. So you might want to call them. There could be landfill issues. They could just have like an area stipulation, so it would be wise to check with them.
Well, I can do that. And the newer paints are coming out with duration or whatever that lasts forever.
Uh-huh.
Once you get it down to the wood, is there one that's better than others? Or we're going to use an oil-based primer and then put something on that has some quality to it.
Yeah, well, that's smart. You definitely, once you get it down to the wood, make sure that you sand that surface. Don't just rely on your pressure washer or however else you're going to get that paint off. You want to sand it down to some good wood because if you don't, even the primer won't stick, and that's going to make a big stinking mess when that paint starts to peel off your house in the very near future. Phil, thanks again for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.